you know what, I'll sit closer to the door, because at night I have to get up and make phone calls. So, here, if you need something.
Bother
your eyes?
No.
It's a bit dark. Huh? It's already streaming.
Oh,
yeah. Good morning. This is American time, and Singapore. Good evening. I guess. Oh, good night. So sorry. That.
the Cindy prayer to I very precious student Fred the officer of the, I don't know exactly, but army. his wife Cindy, you know, has been well, and suddenly blood caught, and when he was born, then passed away. She has been well, and no coronary disease or nothing, and just to the. She well, and it's gone. So, we were sorry, for that. However, so many pujas done for her, paid did in different monasteries, in her life, well, you know, together, because paid, then not only the body did 100 million animals liberated for long life, his own Dharma, Mata, myself, or others, really. Then, or the second 100 million, another 100 million, finish, or maybe finish, or the second, also the second 100 million animals, maybe, perhaps maybe third, I'm not sure. However, great benefit to the sentient beings. And no, I think I haven't heard. There's one Chinese monk, I forgot his name, is the benefactor of Sarache, monk. And he did some millions and liberated animal million times. Now could be much more. But compared to ABC, really very small. So in the, I know the, one person I know is a monk from Taiwan. I don't remember his name. Otherwise, I haven't heard, you know, that many a number of animals liberated. Wow. So, anyways, a very key, very, very important, very key member of ABC. Was it the vice president or the
vice president
of the center, ABC center? So therefore, for sure, you know, her life did, I mean, unbelievable things, good things, and then service for the center, can you imagine? And then after she passed away, great pujas. So, at the pure and all the higher birth in the, you know, to be in a higher birth, then you see, then no regret in that case. However, I just want just some words to express some the Mujudama Bhatta, the great Lama and Tibet, like sunshine, there's only one sun. But when it rises, it dispels all the darkness in the world. You know? So, like that, Great Lama, Mujitama Bhatta, so there's a collection of his teachings. So I'm going to read his Lamrim note, just short, to the students, to Fred and, because I passed away, Cindy passed away, and then also, students at ABC, my dear students at ABC, so that's my little gift. since I do what
streaming.
Yeah, then went out, all the centers, you know, whoever can do, you know, so just the opportunity, you know. Yeah. So by the way, to another center who received this stream, first I want to say hello and to everyone, thank you very much. At the very beginning, there was a Kundan Lama Rinpoche, great Bodhisattva, from whom His Holiness Dalai Lama, 14th Dalai Lama, received commentary of the Bodhicaya Avatara, guide to Bodhisattva's life, a long time ago at Buddha Gaya, where Buddha did the holy deeds, the achieving enlightenment from the 12 holy deeds, and then showing the holy deeds and the achieving enlightenment with God. So that this place is most most holy, most precious holy place in the world, and with Gaya. So Rinpoche, this great Bodhisattva, Kundan Lama Dzogchen Zen, wrote praise to Bodhicitta. Received the old transmission of the teaching from Gyabjo Kundan Lama Rinpoche. One of the prayers, one of the prayers, of the Bodhicitta. Kajab manjur dhwayi, pende tato jebeshi, reren dungna, gusarwa, tato anza, changjur semjur konawang. Changjur semjur konawang. Mother sentient beings equal the sky. That means that numberless. The basis always 편됐다고 제비시. And this is always to rise happiness and eliminates every sentient being's suffering. The numberless sentiments, because numberless happiness, numberless anger goes, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless surya beings, asura beings, indemnity beings, each realm the numberless sentiments. So, so eliminating suffering of every single sentient being. So that's only bodhicitta working. That which can do this is only bodhicitta. So if you have bodhicitta, you the one person has bodhicitta, and this and see, so this is what it does. What you can do, what your bodhicitta does for this benefit of the sentient beings. Numberless helpings, hungers, animals, human beings, sura, asura, in the misery. It achieves all the happiness up to enlightenment. Temporary happiness, the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, and the ultimate happiness, the full enlightenment, the peerless happiness, the fully awakened mind. To every single sentient being. Wow, 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 wow. Can you imagine? Wow, 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 wow. So, you know, universe is not on this one. World is not on this one. Universe is not on this one. The numberless universe. Numberless universe is scientifically mentioned. Not only Buddhism. So, can you imagine the number of the ants? Even just on one mountain, you know, one field, they will count. So, can you imagine just in one world, in one world? So, establishing all this happiness to them up to enlightenment. Temporary ultimate, and eliminating all their sufferings. Can you imagine? Just the ants, who are in different numberless universe. Can you imagine? Then fish in the ocean. Can you imagine? Gigantic mountains, you know? and the small one, even you have the machine to be able to see those tiny insects. However, those numberless animals in the water, can you imagine? So bring all the happiness up to enlightenment. Wow, to pacify all the suffering, suffering of samsara, can you imagine? True suffering, true cause of suffering, delusion, karma. Wow. Then, I said, that's just an example. Well, I mean, just, you know, animal, just the world. I mean, just this world, this paper ocean. But I mean, the number of the universe, can you imagine the, number of the animal, you know, the universe as well? Can you imagine the, So like that, the helping, sanguineous, and maybe so, so this, what you have, if you have bodhicitta, this, what you can benefit to numberless sentient beings. You can bring all this up to enlightenment, peerless happiness, to others, temporary, ultimate, liberation from samsara, and then full enlightenment. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And then pacify each of their sovereign. Can you imagine? We have bodhicitta. What you can do to others. Okay, so... so therefore, you can see the incredible, unbelievable, most unbelievable, no words, how important is it? to generate Buddha Citta. Can you imagine? Amazing. So, so motivation, yeah, to... I'm losing my leg. to free the numberless sentient beings from each realm, from all the suffering, oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them in full enlightenment. I must do that. By myself alone, therefore I must reach full enlightenment, and therefore I'm going to listen to the the essence of the essence of the 84,000 teachings of Buddha, and the which comes in lesser vehicle and the Paramedana teaching, the greater vehicle, then the Tantra teaching. So the rare essence of those lambrim, the lambrim teaching, and advised by Mujit Dhammabhata. Okay? Yeah. So, because of this stroke, the right side, so the Ipsa mouth goes stroke. So the... and also maybe some adjunct of the tooth. So there may be... I hope you hear clear. I haven't received the lineage of this or transmission or commentary. I haven't received yet. But I'm thinking to check all transmission of the teaching, all the Dhamma Bhata. Recent years, this collections of this teaching, this Lama teaching, has been given to the some lamas by Gajan Thipa, Rikson Rinpoche, who is Gajan Thipa now. Yeah. So now, Namangura, Mentu Kokaya, Prasad Guru Mandishri, Kugum Sanze Wangpo, Wodong Seji Chunde, Jagum Sugi Mata, Jangun Dimba Shukshi. So it has poetic, words. Just easy to understand, explain it loosely. Possessor of the holy speech of all the Buddhas. So that means, who is that? Jangun. Jangun, the soft. As gone with savior, people you should translate protector, but then the one you do translate summa, then what word go you gonna use that say jugon savior. People don't translate the severe because I think it's Christian terms, they think like that. But this is what is. But then, protector, Summa and the protector. So, Madhusiri was the owner of the Holy Spirit of the Buddha, so present in Manjushri's holy body, Kum Sanjong was like saffron. Sanjong was like great mountain, Great mountain, like saffron, great mountain. Vodan Sejuni, then embraced with the beams of thousand sun, that's a legend, please be seated in my, neck, Jigden, Jigden, Deva, Lezo Gunje, Tawa, Lam Dreneshki, Vishinye, Sam Dreneshki, Tenshis. The root of all the collections of goodness of world and beyond the world. So, all the happiness, of this life and happiness what you mentioned in the world, and then. Then, beyond from the world, by actualizing path, one's own heart, beyond samsara, the iron path, incredible bliss, happiness, the iron path, and, Arya Bodhisattva and all that, they are true Buddha, and the happiness, everlasting bliss, what Buddha has the experience, you see. So, all that, so the root of all the collections of goodness of the world and beyond the world, so Lamdan Gavishin, who is that? Then that is a virtual friend who revealed the path, or is the virtuous friend, who is revealing the path. Well, then that is the that is one. Devoting. With mind and action, something like that. So, relying the virtual friend who revealed the path, and then we told in action. So, that. So that's the root, root of all that, goodness, collections of goodness, all that. Taje jo ju lu ten, ten je nyeba kawe, tanda ten lu zomti, nishin, ten den zechin, taje jo ju lu ten, that this human body, which has 8 freedoms, 10 richness. So, someday you have received teachings, some of the time, so I don't go through that. So this human body, this, Tantra Nyabra Gavit, highly meaningful. Highly meaningful. So difficult to find. It was found so incredible, but it's so difficult to find. So I'm not, going to come out to details in the talk time. Just briefly, because it took the course so difficult. I mean, all these things are not just belief, no reason. You can't ask him questions. You should believe. Hold on. This Buddha in the world, Buddhist teaching is the only one you can ask. You can check, you can ask questions from the beginning to the end. Buddha himself said, Gelong Thakam Kenanji, Bhikshus or learned ones, Sejja Dave Session, Levatala, Maika, Lama Chai, Kuchimis, not by blind threat, not practiced by blind faith, no. Like the gold, was it pure gold or not? By burning, by cutting, and rubbing, or they examined my teachings first. The monks and learned ones. And then, not by blind faith. Examine well, and then check it, Buddha himself said that. Oh, Buddhism is like that. You see, you can check the quality, what is harmful to yourself, to others, what is beneficial, you can check. There's, you can check, there's an answer. Yeah, there's an answer to whatever, like that, you see. So, I think, of course, thousands of religions, essence. It is so compassionate and to others, to do good things for others. Yes, but you see, that you can check. You ask questions, check. Oh, that's the Buddha said, Buddha himself. It's incredible. You are allowed to check Buddhism. So difficult to get meaningful and so difficult to find again. At present, dependent arising, tendency to get it, or the dependent arising, or the aspirated things, or the dependent arising, to practice, to meet with Dharma, to practice with Dharma, Buddha manifest ordinary being to reveal Dharma, to show the path to us, or the representative of Buddha, this dependence, get all this at this time. Nishin, tendency. Please make life meaningful every day. Nishin, tendency. So, Miss, not every life. Now. This life. Even that day. Now. So, and make meaningful every day. Make them life meaningful every day. Don't waste, that's what I'm saying. Jeta chivara masa nam jingava mebe. Nyinru lonju kuna shenja chiva chichi. Jeta chivara masa. End of the rebirth is the death. Besides that, and not sure when the death will happen as uncertain. So therefore, cut the attachment ties you to all the relatives, body, possessions. So this Fred, then dear. Fred, his wife, Cindy. Yeah, it's just blood went into brain and hospital, and then brain dead and just gone, suddenly gone. Like that. So I don't have to say much example of that. really can't say. One student, Tuden Pende, you know, many of the old students know Tuden Pende. He was a monk for Narendra monk long time. He was leader of the pujas. then he's been there for many years. his many old students know Tudor Pende, and so Tudor Pende is his parents, father, mother, his parents. So they were talking in the room by standing to talk in the room. And the husband turned like this, and the husband just turned his head like that. Then they were just talking. And then she suddenly died. You know, everything was okay before that. You know, they were just talking about sitting in the room. The husband turned, then she died. All like that. Then one girl, I heard she's rude, but California. She's walking, talk. She's walking, suddenly collapse. Died. So you can't. So therefore, their concept that I will live for many years, even though I live forever, but that general people, I don't think maybe it's wrong concept. Only forever. I haven't much special with things, but the wrong concept we have, you know, I will live for a long time. So that's a wrong concept. So that accompanies, you know, I often say, for example, cards, dance, or whatever, sudden death, or that goes up to that 3 minutes of that, like that. So can never quite. So it cheats you. The wrong concept permanently cheats you. That. That is not practice Dharma. To waste life, not waste life, to create an example. Jiru nga sung sungji, dunga sogya dunga somla, chosun jepsi tani, lente lang do zaji. Says, reflect, indurable. The unbearable suffering. reflect on their suffering of the terrifying that the three lower realms. And take refuge to the three sublime ones, with the Dhamma Sangha. Then the Langdo virtues, action the result. Langdo means practice and abandon. Virtues. So do lend it, karma. And the lay action, dead result. So do the lay action result. Practice and abandon. So means practice virtue, abandon non-virtue. Then there's a protection come. So by taking refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, and then you see every day then pay attention to your life and the protection come. So the Kwe Dungan Tzawa Tanzin Hendi Nimbo Dhamma Jula Geji Tsurum Jame Sungshi. So what is it? In order to realize the selflessness, jhulas in the mental kundalini, the remedy antidote, to the simultaneous born grasping. Miss ignorance, the believing true existence, the I and the aggregates, you know, believing true existence. Sometimes born, I grasping. That which is the root of samsara suffering. So selflessness to generate the wisdom, realizing selflessness. This is the ultimate nature of the emptiness only of the I. So, to generate that, through dimension, protect the morality without repentance, without regretfulness. Protect the morality without regretfulness. Even though one hasn't taken a vow, opportunity to take the vow, then you do everything, not like that. So as much as possible, abandon that which is negative karma. Then practice virtue, the good karma, for that. So then, for the evil of lay, there's 5 lay vows. Yonzakin, complete Upasika vow. the meat. If not, then you can take from those five, four, three, two, and receive one. For example, I often say, you know, not killing. I often say killing, but of course somebody else, maybe that's very difficult, but not telling lie or not stealing or not engage in sexual conduct or not take alcohol. So that's five, you see. You can take another five like that. Wow. Even five. Even all five is difficult. If this is for the lay. Then there's, of course, also it's not in my pieces, but the part of my vow, eight vow. So then they can take eight vow, like that. Then there's a, not having a sexual contact at all. There's also like that. For example, you know the Kandala, Dhammasala, so she has taken this from his own, that Dharma. The eight persons, but without sex, that. And without sexual intercourse, like that. Then there's also, Komeginin, I think eight vow was wrote on. This was Komekin. I think that usually maybe people don't know also, but I think it happened very rare. So eight precepts, I think maybe might include this no sex at all, I think. They were in ropes, the Komekin. So how you are? Then it was gets all the touches about trying to fruit your vow, the gelongs, and the gelongmas, I think 363 or some vows the gelongmas. Huh? 64. Yeah, so gelongmas. I meant one less. But you know about we have some students who took you know about, but really thinking thing by thinking the vows, you know, the really look at the vows, taking really keep, not sure. I think there may be different motivations. Different motivations. So take a kill my vows. It is said there's a lineage in Taiwan or China or not very clear, but it is said there's a lineage, but in Tibetan, there's a lineage in there. So his owners asked me to check the lineage. You know what this lineage was? Long time ago, many years ago. When I consulted him going to Taiwan, those early times. Tibet should not go to Taiwan. I was brought their political problems. So, So in Singapore, I went to nunnery to check coronavirus. And this nunnery, this elderly nunnery told me, one monk from China came. And he did research, Manjushi retreat. Otherwise, I don't know how long, only months, some, I don't know, less than years, I'm not sure. Then, after that, he decided to give the Geloma vow. He decided to give Geloma vow, and that's how it started. That nun Singapore said that. So you see, it's not very clear. But Tibetan is in the text. It's in the text. For example, his own Tsenabuchi. You know, it's in the text. All the Gitmana precepts, all this lineage is mentioned in his own Tsenabuchi in the text. You know, the Tibetan lineage. The yeah. So Bhaktivedanta, the name Bhaktivedanta, the name Deva. So the so the what Theravadan said, and they were to Tibetan lineage as well. So however, so one must study whatever vow that is taken, you have taken, you must study that. So that you know how to protect without reactiveness. So if one did not study, and then you would know how to protect. So so there's knowing the number of the vows, and then you see protection, because whichever strong delusion, then you practice remedy to that, and so things like that. There's the four or five mentioned methods to check out the vow. Even the secondary ones, this the vices, degenerated, you know, then kind of purify, image purify, and so things like that. Then there's a body gets to get along. There's a tumma, no, as a receive tumma, then you see, bhajan sojong, then the sanghas, the gathering in the months, then the confession, which is, then purify the downfall. Then digba, then we say by doing this as a procession by the center of Buddha, and then we say also present under the you get the bhajasabha, that means that the means to purify like that. So of course then who received the high tongues of the great initiation of who seem to the danju in the self initiation, so it purifies all the disease the padamosha then by saying the self initiation of this get purified. So protected without regretfulness, protect the morality without regretfulness. 남다 주주라는 전제 파마이메 참다 인제장 장주 순조 예수 the pitbull six kind the transmigrant beings they are kind kind parents so generated by the generated sublime total enlightenment derived from loving kindness and compassion. 죽은 전에 동자 땐들로 하면 답지에 숨도 주고 자주절로 주고 Google went over, So, how you are the everyday lives, you know, this public human with if you have which grand jewel, no, this gold, silver, diamond, sapphire, more precious than other jewels, other materials. Yes. But now, even more than gold, diamond, you know, sapphire, is a Vichikan jewel. Vichikan jewel. It's not, it's an unknown Western science. It's not yet known. There's a more precious Vichikan jewel. I saw in the teaching, in the Buddha's relics, then later, you know, in the ocean, then at the end, then they become witch grand jewel or something like that. I've seen the teaching. Anyway, however, if you have one witch grand jewel, you know, it's more precious than diamond, than gold, than sapphire. Much more. Whatever you pray, if you have one witch grand jewel, you put on the 15th day on the top of the banner, on the roof, and then whatever you pray, you know, any needs, any material needs in this life, whatever you pray, you get. That like Sabha, what does like this, then, it, you know, then he gives a watch or different things, gold chain or something to people, you know, all like that. So, you have incredible, incredible good karma, unbelievable, so much good karma to have the wish grand jewel. Like that children, billion, zillion children, everybody doesn't have money, billion, zillion, trillion, zillion. Well, who has billion, trillion, billion, zillion money, dollar, has required a lot of marriage in the past. So much marriage in the past. So that not so many has that much merit quality. So these people, these, of course, most don't have. So those who have so much good karma qualities, then those has the money, you know, this, like this. So similar, so everyone don't have, yeah? So like that, which can do, like that, one who has owned which can do, so much good karma, unbelievable quality. So that was the main cause. So then, now, whatever you pray, put him on the banner, whatever you pray, then material needs with this one, whatever you pray, it's materialized immediately. Also like that. But you can't, you can't stop rebirth the lower realm and get a higher rebirth. You can't. From that, liberation from samsara, can't. From that, you can see the subtle obscurations and completely understand realization. Achieve the full enlightenment. Sangye, you know, sangye, the full enlightenment cannot achieve from that. But, but from this human body, but from this human body, if you have in this human body, then especially as from generations of war, if you touch, and from that you can stop the birth of Lord Rama, higher birth of Genjibandhi. Then you be free, it's the ultimate happiness, free from original suffering, forever, from true suffering, true God suffering. And then it's a full enlightenment, sees the subtle obscurations, and complete all the understanding. So full enlightenment you can achieve. So therefore, different from this you can achieve. So therefore, this perfect immortal body would have the most unbelievable precious. So which can jewel count, even if you have original count. Or numberless which can jewel, nothing. Numberless which can jewel, your own is nothing. So big, huge difference. So Milarepa, so many of you know Milarepa, nothing, had nothing. Yeah? Nothing. That's some scout too, blah, 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 nothing. As you know, from the last story. So, but he packs them, he chipped enlightenment in the life. Even though he killed 30 people, many animals in the early life, then later life, that will follow the Mapa's teaching, Mapa's advice. Oh, exactly. You know, without has anger in them. Oh, he chipped enlightenment. Later life. Begin practice Santa in their life. All like that. So therefore the body, this human body we have is now, the one or just about the one time. Oh, well, it's much so unbelievable precious. So which number that we can do yet? Nothing. Well, then the human body will have a special effort. Most humble, precious. There's something to rejoice all day and night, you know, all the time. Unbelievable happiness, you know, like that, it was supposed to, but we don't know, so we don't think, we don't know, you know, we don't enter into knowledge, then it doesn't happen, then we don't realize that, don't discover that. You think of this human body, just, you know, or don't think of all the special qualities. So in that way you don't rest, then you always want to be meaningful, you want to practice them all the time. So that comes by the way. Then protection comes. You know, every day, every action you do, examine, you know. Practice good karma and bad negative karma, so all of that. You see, you have to be mindful of that, you see. I'm not going too much over there. Who's that? In everyday lives, as I often say, one day you can meditate, practice mindfulness. You know, one day say. Mm, mm, think as dream. Look at the life dream. You are self, you are action, object. For example, you're eating food, the object food, or driving car, or whatever you're doing. There's always three actions. Dream, action, object. So always, look at it like dream. So look at it like dream. So like continuation less than dream. Everything is not true. So dream. So it means as they appear to you, truly existing is not like that. In reality. In the reality. It's like you recognize the dream is dream. You're dreaming, but you recognize this is dream. While you're dreaming, you recognize this is dream, So that you don't believe. Many things happen, but you don't believe. But you know this is dream. So there's sharp things. Sharp things, the things hurt body, thorns or something, wood or something. When you know dream is dream, then you go there, there's no hurting. You go like this, but there's no really hurting. There's no hurting. So when you recognize, so here, I action after everything appear exists from inside. So looking at dream. So dreams looking at things, dreams very powerful, very very powerful. So. Awareness, mindfulness in this. So then you can overcome attachment, you can overcome anger, you can overcome the delusions. Then kind of find the cause to rise delusions. Of course, mindfulness is bad, mindfulness is working. During that time, maybe anger doesn't rise, but it's a very kind of a small thing. It's antidote. This room, perhaps mindfulness, looking all then as your life, like dream is really great. The ignorance, as like musician person. The musician person, you see, magic, illusion. So you are the audience, for example. So then you have everything hallucination. See, everything exists from their side. Skies from that side, trees from the side, floors, carpets, everything from the side. From its own side. But if you look for it, cannot find you. Even such a small air, even such an atom cannot find. What they exist is in the main name, millimeter by point. So all this, illusion. Yeah, so you see, you are having a meeting with somebody, with many people, having a meeting in illusion, in dream. In the dream, in illusion. You are working, carpenter or making food, mama, making over, whatever, in the, soul, in dream. In dream. You're driving car, the dream. Whatever. So, in the illusion. In the illusion, see? So everything true. So, practice mindfulness. You know, and then, also truly, also, you know, everything appears to you truly exists, truly existence. You know, it exists from its own side, exists by nature. So, everything like that. So, we recognize that. Everything appears like that. Then you practice mindfulness in that. And that is it. Practice mindfulness in that. Rather believing the truth, rather believing the truth, and then you see, recognize the hallucination of this. That recognize that which is the hallucination, is the hallucination. So, practice mindfulness in that. We are very busy life, you know, very busy life, doing so many things, very busy life. But your mind is in meditation. Your mind is in meditation, you see? Keep in meditation as much as you can. So, at least try to remember time to time. Then, more, then one day you can do, continue day and night, you know, with that mindfulness. You know, even though your life is so busy, but at the same time, mind is your meditation. Life is just, you know. So, then other things also, mean level, also you can do. You know, whatever you're doing, then personal mindfulness. Doing middle level action, eating, middle level action, walking, middle level action, driving, sort of that, you know, middle level road, middle level car, middle level, like that, you see. So that's, so one day can do that. So that is different as being attached. So even you can't do all day long, but try to remember her. Again. So then to continue longer. So that's so that this way you can control the negative mind, rational negative mind, and you know, attachment, anger, so you know. So but then you can control it. Then you see. This way, to realize emptiness helps with that, and then also to keep the mind controlled and pacified, peace in this, keep the mind in great peace, and so delusion arises, not peace. You know? So it causes to achieve the ultimate liberation. Liberation from samsara, from liberation from the continual the suffering of oceans of suffering of samsara. So, no beginning, and with no end, so you can end. And then, not only that, then, full anger, by seeing even solved the departments, you can get full anger. This is just as what you can do Shinyata, you know, Matembe got this big text and the commentaries, many started in this. Yeah, but then need some practice. You know, just like embracing, like computer, yeah, feeling the computer, like feeling the brain, you know? That's not my point. The point is, even you know one word, even you know the I has not truly much development in it, the I has no, the I, best I, not development, not religion, because it's dependent on right. Even you know, but that's incredible meditation. That's huge meditation. The king of the logic, the dependent arising. Yeah, no true reason. No true reason. We believe truth. So, no true reason. Because dependent arising. It exists in me now. Me left by mind. The salt of the life. So, I have some meditation, some practice to control mind. That really, 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 but even John much just even some of the practice their life is very important. Like, feed the computer, you know, feed the brain with a lot of information, and then when you die, same as person who didn't learn Buddhism, you know, who didn't learn Madhyamika. You know, die with the judgment, with the anger, you know, so, no difference, shouldn't like that. Okay, that's enough. So, about Bodhicitta, so the, so generally bodhicitta, you know, yeah. So in the morning, you see, yeah, like Pabangas, Deja Pongas, the longer calling guru from Pa, that's incredible, fantastic, you know. There's also tons of that. So the general bodhicitta, you know, there. The one wish pilgrim Golden Sun has, the four levels of motivation, but Tantra motivation is not explained. I'm not sure what I translated, but I think later the Kapon maybe change. I checked one time, but since didn't have that complete one. That's very, very good for coming people first thing in the morning to set the motivation either for life, after enlightenment or this life. So, today, it's very, very good, that one. But I think that part of the motivation maybe a couple of change. I checked sometime for it, not that. That's a very, very good one. That the great Lama, or Lineage Lama, great Lama, wrote that. Okay. So do as much morning motivation as this, you know, for Lamrim, and then, you know, dedicate everything, your body, your mind, your soul, you know, your body, your possession, you see, everything, you know, your marriage, everything dedicated for sentient being. So, especially if you take Buddhist vow, then you see that wishing vow, that's what has been done. So, dedicated for sentient beings. Sixteen sentient beings. Also, I mean, when you do 16 yoga, that you may offer him to Guru, you know, you may offer him to Guru, all that. And then also, Sisi Yoga also dedicated for sin being, you know. So that's very good, that's very, very good for the mind to let go of attachment, you know, dedicated for sin being. You know, that even you are, even you are poor, even you are brilliant, zillionaire, what, how much, children, Cotillon, children of Cotillon, Cotillon was a ten times children, or whatever, yeah, so dedicate for sentiments. You know, then if you dedicate for sentiments, you call it humble, best business, most humble, merit, you know, can't imagine. There's no like gold or dollar or the you know, going down or going up. Doesn't have karma, does it? It's always the marriage always done. It's incredible. Friendly. Just good person to be. So suddenly if you die, the mind is suddenly if death comes, oh, for you it's very simple. So it's all dedicated for sentient beings, you know? Sisters of sentient beings, yeah? So it's very simple to claim that, yeah? And then, you know, then you live your life to benefit others, you know, as much as possible for sentient beings, for the even one sentient beings, you know? I give it to others, benefit. Remember, this is Ajahn Gang, you know, benefit for sentient, try to benefit, try to live the life of sentient beings. So, try to remember, again, so like that. And benefit, do benefit sentient being, benefit for sentient being, as much as possible. So, if it's alive, even one person, even one insect, you know, even one insect fell in the water, gets a signal, but you say, even one insect fell in the water, you know, you try to save. Then, yes, another insect attacking, try to help, so even bigger, smaller, try to help, that. Okay, then there. 지금 전에 동작 던져 루아메 배 답제 순두 좀 다시 줄 놓지. 아, all the phenomena are empty from beginning. See, for us, for our heart and mind, everything is real, truly existence. You know, real, truly existence exists from its own side, existing by its nature. That's that. So projection, all these, there's nothing in this point. All these are mental projection. Mental projection. Projection ignorance. All these are projection ignorance. Whatever we're looking at, whatever sound we're listening, whatever smell we do, whatever people rub, salt, whatever, you see. Contact the body, whatever, salt and chili and sweet, whatever. So all this appearance is not something for which exists from there. It's our mind, you see, projection and ignorance. All this are projection, ignorance. The ignorance let negative imprint mind, and then negative imprint, then, you see, project all this you know, the six objects, God exists from something real. So that, so the projection ignorance. Ignorance. So that's why I say you're the audience. And then your senses are hallucinations. But your ignorance, like the magician person. So everything is illusion. Like that. So that person mindful, while somebody is angry to you, talking bad about you, talking about mistakes, but your mind in the meditation, you know, you don't get angry. So people, and then you know. This is very interesting. So you, for you, it's very extremely peaceful. So here, children do not know. So all the phenomena, empty from very beginning. They never, from very beginning, never exist from the inside, from very beginning. Never become real from very beginning. Never become truly existent from very beginning. Never exist from inside. Never exist by nature. From very beginning. The empty from very beginning. Not they're not empty, but you have to make it. You have to look at it. You have to make them empty. Not that. No, that's so wrong. That's not that. That doesn't work. We're trying to realize empty. That was empty from beginning. Never exist from inside. From right from beginning. So we don't have that. Empty from beginning. Then the Lua maybe. So, chicken don't know Tong Jiang. All the phenomena is empty from very beginning. From very beginning, empty. Everything. Eyes empty from very beginning. Action is empty from very beginning. Object is empty. Sometimes empty from very beginning. Nirvana is empty from very beginning. Happiness is empty from very beginning. Suffering is empty from very beginning. Enlightenment is empty from very beginning. The hell is empty from very beginning. So everything is empty from beginning. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. You know, nihilism, you see, doesn't mean they don't exist. Then the Lua Meba, the dependent arising, Lua Meba, uncheating, unbetraying. Unbetrayal? Ambition. Dependent arising is ambition. Dependent arising is ambition. So not all these things, not that don't exist. Dependent arising is dependent arising, and that is unbetraying. So form is empty, emptiness form. So form is empty. So form do not exist, form is outside at all. Truly empty. So while the form is empty, then form appears. All the form is empty, form exists. Form exists. Form exists, Form exists in meaning. Meaning is about mind. So in this is, form is empty, means the form. So form is empty, but while the form is empty, form manifesting. What's that? Appearing, form appear, form appearing. So form form that for exists in meaning. Meaning is about mind. So the so for ordinary worldly beings who haven't realized emptiness, of course, then appears real, you know, form appear real, hallucination, projection of the negative impression, level of ignorance. You see? The, you know, that which is substantial, then it's a level form. Level form, you know. Then, as soon as level, then appeared hallucination. Exists from its own side. So, that is the projection of the negative imprint by the ignorance. That's the hallucination. The way the form appears. Then you believe. That is true. Then the inner side. So like that. So here, you see, middle level form. Middle level form. So right after that, then when the form appears, right after middle level, form appears. Form is level. So that's project. Projection from in the negative imprint, the projection, the true is that real. So then believe real for ordinary beings. Then other beings, so they have realized emptiness. So. Like the magician person, he has a hallucination, but he knows it's not true. You know that is transformed by his mantra or by his, certain substances, you know, hallucination. So he has hallucination, but he has no belief. No, so like that, other things. You know, form appear true, but this is real. It's real. So Buddha, the only Buddha, and then there's no true existence. There's no form does appear or real to the Buddha. You know, exists by its nature. The Buddha to the existing by nature, true existence. Doesn't appear to Buddha. Because the dualistic view completely pacified, the negative being totally pacified, so then Buddha see middle level. See Buddha see middle level. But that appearance middle level. So that. So anyway, so form, while the form is empty, then from there, exists man name. This is my name, Mill Liverpool Bite. So, then, and then the everything, the karma, you know, but karma, back in good karma, experience is all happening, back in good karma, this is all. So, all this, nothing. Nothing is just from his own side, you know, some real or some true. But all this empty of that, totally empty of existence from his side. But while it is totally empty, it is happening. Exist, negative karma, good karma. And there is a lot of happiness. So. And exist me name and me level of mind. So samsara, nirvana, happiness, suffering, hell, enlightenment, everything exists. Like the form exists. Even the form is empty, exists me name. Me level. So you can see unified, the salt of arising, the engine is Dongba Ni, the dependent, the unified, middle. So the middle view, devoid of other extreme true religion, then the extremes, nihilism, non-existent, devoid of that, body, the middle way, existing middle way. Then the lower maybe, even all the dharmas empty from beginning, but it's a dependent arising. The self, Basan gives me to understand. Things exist in my name. Things exist in my name. Merely in the bad mind. So this, you know, like, true cause of suffering, true suffering, the true path, true decision. Both, unbearable. Not cheating, or unbearable, in the main name, meaning with my mind. So what is happening? So your view is not in some views, you know, empty, but there's no existing. So now that middle view, subject Sundu Jibi, that follow the subject Sundu Jibi, because that, all the phenomena is in the form side, and the Tendulua maybe, dependent rising, but dependent rising, unbearable. So, subject Sundu Jibi, follow the Bodhisattva's conduct, the unification of method and wisdom. So by realizing, you know, that all the phenomena are empty from some sides, in the from beginning, and yet dependent rising and better, then you can practice Bodhisattva conduct, unification of better wisdom. So the Shuta Ninja Jane, Shinden Jubilajuna, Ong Tok Tamzi Dembe, Jetwa Rinyi Gomshin. Generate intensive compassion. And then, if it's taking a long time to complete the works for others, then Then all the time, then take the initiation by living in the Samaya, then meditate on generation and the gradual generation and the completion stage. No, the high standard, all this. You know, Paramedhyana, if you practice only Paramedhyana, you can achieve enlightenment, but you have to, in order to complete the merits of fortune, merits of wisdom, to achieve the Dhammakaya and Rupakaya, Buddha's holy body, world mind. It has thick, heartless, great eons, you know? So then by taking the Lord Tantra, initiation practice Lord Tantra, then you can achieve enlightenment in one life. But of course, you know, by practicing long life meditation, or things that you live for 1,000 years, then you achieve enlightenment like that. But by taking the highest tantra initiation, and the living in Samaya Bhava, then you can achieve, complete the gradual generation stage, completion stage of highest tantra. You can achieve enlightenment in a brief lifetime. You can achieve full enlightenment in a brief lifetime. So the course then, that's what we've done, the gradually, like that. The spring sadhana, and then also break times, and then visualizing deity, you know. By eating food, to visualize Jeji, your subguru Jeji, if we drink, become so offering, or the fire offering, burning fire puja. So then you collect marriage, most unbelievable marriage, much more than offering to numberless Buddha, numberless Dhamma, numberless Sangha, numberless statue, numberless stupa, numberless scriptures. Those may become very small. And now this, you are such good days, each drink, is to the offering that, that's unbelievable. And then it's a cool way to achieve enlightenment. Then incredible purification also. For example, like that. Whatever you do, then the my own mind in this trying to visualize, you know. When you obtain the generation, then it comes naturally. You see, whenever you want, just comes. Naturally, that's what Kiri Sensei was mentioned. That's so clear, unbelievable clear. Shaukwa Kiran Bhaji, from his illness to the teachings of the present Paramita, one of the Abhisamagraha, fourth chapter of commentary from Shaukwa Kiran Bhaji. This is one of the experts, top one of the experts in Tibet, in Jibun Monsa, the Pastor of Dhamsa. So, his own true teachings, Gavishiva. So he said, even Satana, Satana, many pages. But when you realize that, even comes the whole mandala, you know? And the, everything, so many, but if you go recite, you know, so many. But, you see, when you realize that, everything, you know, just comes like that. So the sadhana duration of time is really become very short. So meant to do, I think that they experience and so and yeah. So also also it's become blessing, you know, to other sentient beings, you know, right there. The next one. Then also one can study both the general research, complex, we can study, you know, then so many effort in this life we should aim to excel the Bodhicitta. Then they would have renunciation, look of course Guru was in the root. Then that's always meditation. These will always be until you have a stable realization, you know? So the Guru was then the renunciation, but aim Buddhista in this life to have realization. Then Buddhista, one man has realization, but then if you spend more time, the generation, they can do also accumulation, you know, the just liberty of action, the more generation. Then you can spend much time in the generation growth and soul. Generation, so the having after finishing the realizing growth, and then you can have a complete stage of more time, you know? More time to spend to have realization of that. That's question Changbodala. Tinte chaje mechang tante lama mungu shalne teke sungu chechang teba dana namse sheba shuishung mechang nga juya tacha mushinga chunga lam juya zuechi. So what is saying? Kosa changbatala. So I, Dhammapada saying, I, who is sincere mind, you know, sincere mind, but kosa means eating pollutions, you know, food offered by people with depression. So, of course, eating poor, with the eater of pollution. I, who is the eater of the pollution. Pollution that means the obscures the mind. That's what does. Changbodhala. If it's not become gold, then doesn't obscure the mind. If it's become gold, then obscure the mind. Then that becomes a difficult realization. Then the chaje mejan means, no, I don't have such a experience. You know, that's chaje mejan. But Chandelamamba, many valid gurus, shana teke sumbas, from the holy mouth, taught like that, teach like that. Even you also accept this teaching, Tibetan, and Shiva. So, please practice. If you accept this, if it fits you do, then please practice this in the Shiva. I request you to practice this. If it doesn't fit you, then you don't accept, then you follow like before. what if you are not practicing Dharma, not practicing the path, that becomes like that. Chingalam Jyotish. Chingalam Jyotish means the bad water. The bad water. Make the bad water to run in the path. You know? to let it, instead of stopping, let it run, the bed water. Like there's the drinking water in the safe, you know? What do you call? Drinking water, you see, dam, yes, safe. Then, safe, is it? But then, the otherwise, you know, then let it run, then it just is hand, this is the field, this is the house, you know. Danger, no? So let the bed water run the path, run the road. And there's a devil like Jeff, by attending heaps of good actions, they command on them by achieving the 10 powers, Buddha's called it 10 powers. Draw the sentient being according to the sky. Can the dual teachings, may the benefits be achieved. Can the dual teachings, to the Dhammabhata, Rojung Chintikuna. This advice, then to me, the Dhammabhata, Rojung Chintikuna, is a small lamas. Requested through letter. Shingbai Dande Tava. Shingba has a wood ear. Pick Dande. This is astrological month. Dande tell us, maybe the first month. Dande King month. Tell us on the date. I don't know. Number of the dead. Muju, which is, it was written on the mountain of the Muju. So that's some of them. So, just an essential just advice. I don't mean to keep long.
dear student friends, the officers of the Singapore Army, his wife suddenly died, so it's very important to think of the death. Kadamba Geshe is mentioned in the Jayuja Jun Chigi. Livings. Kadama Geshe, they say, you have 100 qualities, but one mistake cheats you. So it means the person can be so learned in Dharma, philosophy, Sutta Tantra can explain, dungeon dangers by heart, but nothing of that. Then doesn't get to practice Dharma. Doesn't get to practice Dharma. So, as I mentioned, Kapan, when I was giving teaching, when I was in Nepal, as a monk's nuns, I was giving room of Siddhikava texts. Because two nuns came from China, one from Siddhikava monastery. But I did not finish. So I was telling them, of course, in monastery,
you debate it, you learn so much, so much the philosophy, well, Buddhist philosophy, well, so vast, you know, debate so much, you know, so much, but yes, that's the same Dharma, but what do you practice Dharma or not? That's another question. Same Dharma, yes, but practicing Dharma. Patient down means the lingual attachment. The lingual attachment. At least this life. That's the definition of patient down. You know, in the Gautama cases, the collection of teachings, there is mentioned Lojongwa. At the very beginning, transforming mind, chin mind, opening draw Dharma, that mentioned. Now, Gautama Geshe Drumdumba is a walk in the forest. So one man, sitting, meditating. So, what are you doing? I meant, it's better to. It's good you meant it, but it isn't better to practice Dharma. Gautama Geshe Drumdumba mentioned. Drumdumba is actually generous mentioned. Then all the men tried to read texts. Then one day, Drumdumba met him. What are you doing? I'm reading texts. It's good that you're reading texts. But isn't that to practice Dharma? Yeah. Then, he thought, secondly, in the chant. Then, again, Dhanu was so, another day, the old man was secondly in the chant. So, what are you doing? I'm secondly. It's good that you're secondly in the chant, but it's better to practice Dharma. Yeah. Then he asked, what is your dream by practicing Dharma? So, the Dhamma said, not this life. Not this life. So that means, the world problem in the individual society, individual, this attachment, come with the attachment, it's like power, power, reputation, so forth, the attachment. So that brings all the problems. When the world kills so many people, this Syria, or this, all these countries, so forth, World War II, Second War, First World War, millions of people killing, burning fire, children, whatever. All this came from that, this attachment to the. So, one powerful person, attachment brings it. So millions of men in the world killed him. So anyway, so means renouncing where the problem comes from, the attachment. Renouncing. So you can see immediately there's inner peace. So why is text talking so much to military point all nothing but so much peace? It's because of that. So anyway, so Dhanuma said there's Dharma. So I was saying them, nonsense, they learn incredible subject. Fantastic subject. So I was saying the monastery, unbelievable knowledge, deep. But are you practicing Dharma? That's a different question. So,
So letting go of that mantra. So yeah, what else? What is it? I'm doing this. And also, yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's right. You got it. I think it's my problem. Nothing I'm dead. So, I do not remember. So, yeah, Kadama Gishi, you have 100 quality, but one may say chichu. Oh, then. Do not think that. Oh, then life. Then, is it in there? And then, not, no action becomes Dharma. Then, the drink and drink to practice Dharma. So, then, same thing was science, what, other, besides Buddhism, then, science, whatever, so much knowledge, but, not of that. So, not of that. Nothing there which can benefit, nothing, no practice done to benefit of death, to benefit at the time of death. So Dharma, Dharma which practice, which become Dharma, Dharma which practice, is after death. It's after death, it is after beyond from this life. You know. Contact Lord in, brings happiness beyond him. It benefits death. Not recognize death, benefits death. Oh, science, whatever, unbelievable knowledge, you know? But when the death happens, when the day when death comes, no, nothing to do with it. No benefit, no one single benefit at the time of death. To, to not have suffering death. So, truly, so no connection. You know? So, truly, then how much suffering there is finished, you know? No one's able to do that. So yeah. So for example, the rich people, trillion, zillion, or quadrillion, or whatever, you know, world, achieved world. But suddenly death comes. You know, all this material, you know, once again, repetition once again, nothing. There is no one single benefit at the time of death. No? Then, only sadness, only, you know, all the, if there's happy mind, okay, but nothing, no connection. The life earlier relieved, no connection at the time of death. Sad, terrible. So the that time, no matter how old the person is, that time, that they don't know about that. What means rebirth? What means death? No idea at all. Completely confused. What to do? When the death happens in the family. Completely no idea. So likewise I saw India. As I was standing near the cemetery for 2 hours and daily, and then one of the people I think wife died, many people can many people come by taxi or by that fair respect, the lady would die. But our father is very confused. There's no people. So he was walking around. He was walking around. He asked me, "Are you doing research?" I said, "I don't know." What I answered. So there was a right time to talk Dharma. Right time to talk about the reincarnation karma. The mind listen. But was not. But one was when there's no one said it happened, I think it's difficult. the drums that they're suffering. So anyway, like this. It's very, very important, incredibly important to remember that. Okay, so just I'm going to short on the benefit of the death, okay? So just very short. So first one, Gabo Savengi Dobo. These five powers integrate the whole life practice in the five powers. Death, but this one is the five powers near the death sign. 지금이냐면 동아 주어스. Why I'm explaining this is that we have to prepare. You have to prepare. As I mentioned in the Vajrasattva initiation to California, I said to the people, you must write down what I die, what I'm going to do, when you die. I mean, there can be slow death. But write down what are practices are you going, what practices, at the death time, what practice I'm going to write down in your notebook. I told them. So, prepare. This is good, and any time can happen. So, you must write down in your notebook, I said. So there's poor transparent conscience in Pure Land in the Amitabha and the Vajrayoga and all sorts of stuff, yeah. But the foundation is the pi power near the death and the presence of pi power. So that must know. That should, if your main practice is that, then that's the foundation. That's very, very, very good, many beneficial sentient beings, the Buddhism or Judaism, very, very good. Then, even you don't know power, it's okay. The five power, if you're able to practice the five power, then, that's really then, self-supporting. Whether there's some lama or some jumpo or not, but you see, you got yourself every time of that. Pipe power. That's the basic thing. Then, on top of that, after this foundation practice, and then you're going to power those other advanced or the other methods to go to reborn pure land or these things, you know, with the pure land and so forth, but you can. And then those different things you can do. You can do retreat, you can train, then sometimes you do to not forget, you can do that. Then also the bazaar, you can, if you have received the summit, the inconceivable, general and particular. Then those who received the particular, the inconceivable bazaar, you can
that you can do that. So that's better than Hua. So that, that you must, you receive the teaching, then you do one big jiju or one big jiju or something. Then, then each month you can do to not forget. That's very good. So you are ready to the practice. You know, the pure land, you know, things are better. So something you see, you prefer. So first is 5 hours. So that's actually. So then, Kaba starting to talk the power of the white seed, and so your soul, your body is around, all the belongings, you know, everything. You make offering to Guru, you know, it just comes as it's in yoga. So, mandala, you make offering to Guru, or you make offering charities to sentient beings, giving to the sentient beings, the number of sentient beings, the number of helping the hunger, the animal, the human, so that it comes down, so the, the long version, this is right. So this way then, the point is if you do that, then it helps your mind totally, completely peaceful, free from attachment, you know? Clean, grasping, clean, so free like that. Monk who was attached to being bald, and then he was born a snake, and his body was burned fire, but already his conscience is born snake in the big and bald, something that's true like this. And one lady is a witch, a lady who died, attached her body, and then born a snake, and then inside body, you know, come out the mouth and the going to the nose, inside the body. So there's a coming spirit like that. Died with attachment, you know, like that. So there's, the spirit in the Lamrim that, the enemy, you know, the son, died, but attached to the son's wife, you know. So born a son to the family, son's son, you know, the son's enemy was born as a little boy to the son, because being attached, died with the previous son's or the wife, like that. The mother of the son died with attachment and born a dog in the family, you know. The father used to catch fish from backside lake, and then born a fish in the backside house lake. Sheriff saw from the door as he was going for arm, then Pasha Sashi Malato, Tibet of Apondoku, Skuritel Gimujo. So he said that Pasha Sashi. So eating, the son is eating fish. The family son, eating fish with his Pasla, with his father, died born as fish in the lake. Because he used to catch fish. So therefore he was born as fish, basically. So son was eating the fish, so who is the father? Then dog, the mother who was attached to home and died to a dog, and there was waiting for the meat. So then he beat the dog. Pasha says, Malatok, and then give it to Obama, the enemy born to him and then can not let on son's life. Because I love some sort of existence. And then like that, completely, the, you know, yes, so like yeah, the big problem is that, yeah, so if you don't, so if you, the purpose of why sit in practice that is to make offering to give to others is so let go of the attachment and to make your mind free and bring peace in mind. So then that, and then there's no, nothing to attach. So you really make an attachment. Then you revive. If somebody above degenerated, then you revive. If you have taken high standard initiation, of course the best one, before you die, if you get done self-initiation, is the best one. That purifies Prabhupada, Majjhava, Bodhisattva, Tathagata, everything. So that's from a pure samaya bhava. So it is by Sojong, somebody, by Chindus, the is a monk then, Sojong, none of that. But how about the, so the Chindus bhava again, you know, the Apada Majjhava, Bodhisattva, you know, then make pure, then, yeah, that's very, very important. At the time of death, to not have any regretfulness. So take the vow again, you know, make fresh, pure, make fresh, no worry, no regretfulness. So to that, important, yeah. Then, after that, the power, power blaming to one. For example, the Alama, this I mentioned, and the Wolf Sharpen, seven points of third time version. That put all the blame to one, put all the blame to one and self-centered. Then to others, the mental kindness. So, this incredible, deepest psychologist, or meditation or whatever, normally we, only about the black, any problem, black magic, or anything happen, we always blame ourselves, you know, look for ourselves, blame ourselves. And, praise oneself, blame everything outside. So like that, blame outside, and that create karma, to receive harm to you again by putting blame outside. Then praise to oneself. So, completely opposite. Same person put all the blame to one and himself is out. And so others were normally blamed as the kindness. Because all the past, present, future happiness, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, everything comes from others, receive. Number is hell, hunger, animal, human beings, every insects, you know, or your past, present, future, your numberless past, and happiness, present, future, after enlightenment, everything comes, receive, by kindness, every single symptom comes. So they mention your kindness to others. I'm keeping short. So, without delay, if you delayed, you know, when the problem comes, delayed to blame the subject, then you blame outside. There's danger, and they blame outside. So, So I put blame to I, the subject thought that, without delay, without as quick as possible, the blame on the I, so the subject thought. So then the blame doesn't go outside. So this brings incredible peace, happiness, you know, to you and to others, and world peace. World, you bring world peace in the world. You bring peace to sentient beings, all that. And so, does get so much drama, anger, and all that. All the problems, came with I, such as, why? Because from past life, the substitution thought, we had, and then, the delusions, this substitution thought, and then, then become negative karma, you see, so as a result, then the other sentient beings, you receive harm from others. So it's come from origin, came from your searching thought. Whatever harm others give this life, it's come from your searching thought in the past. Past means this life and past lives. So it's come from you. It's not, there are others, who meant others to harm you, blind magic, or whatever, angry, or whatever to you, who makes them to that is by you, by your searching. Oh, this is the evolution. So the others, all the object of compassion, to help them, in the searching thought, I want to harm others. So, then, because that, the others, the harm, so, they create negative karma. And they go to Lord Him. So, you meant them to go to Lord Him. So, they're unbelievable object of compassion, your compassion. Whatever you can help, to not reborn Lord Him. So they become like that. At least praying, you know. You see like that. So then, their Buddhists, their words, their, in the past, my karma persuaded others, and then I received this harm from them now. Then the harming sentient beings, you know, harming sentient beings, so that's become negative karma, so that caused them to be born, precipices of the, in the hole of the hell. So, the then I lose them, you know. So, the general compassion to the enemy, you know, like that. And then, there was, another one is, so my karma persuaded and then, in the past I gave harm to the sentient beings. Now the sentient beings give harm. So, what to receive harm from the sentient beings, you know?
That's one like that. Which you get harm. And you get harm after, now you can't travel. That's something. I don't know what to do. To make sure. So, without delay, as quick as possible, when the obstacle happens, put the blame to one. So then, then blame others doesn't happen. So that's number three to top. The other one is pimitum. Pimitum is a power of plan. I don't know how other things, power of plan. Plan or motivation, power of plan. Pimitum, plan. So, death in the intermediate stage and birth in those times. The complete reliance to Buddha, Buddha Sangha, complete devotion, complete reliance to Buddha Sangha, during those times, and then to never separate from the loving kindness, compassion, the Buddhist, you know. Never separate from that. The loving kindness, compassion, which is the sins and things. So, when you die, in the message, it's birth all the time. So that's, there's like this, you can draw like this. In the integration of lifetime practice into five power, the one is, I think, planning the, you know, the Bodhicitta, to never separate from Bodhicitta, until I achieve enlightenment. The particular, in this life, in the day, particular space today. So I think you can also do that. It's very good. Then prayer, power prayer system. This pimitos plan, you know, and then that one is power prayer. All the time, you know, to respect the Bodhicitta, you know, rely on Buddha Sangha. My purpose of Bodhicitta prayer. And then power privilege. That is completely abandoned in other expectations, you know. Then is the mind to the devotion with Dhamma Sangha. And Bodhicitta, only Bodhicitta, and devotion to Dhamma Sangha, only Bodhicitta. When you think you are dying, at that time they conduct. They remember Buddha, you know, you lay down. Buddha passed me through the set. The singing down the lion, snow lion, laying down. You see, the right leg in bed, you know, like this. Is it possible like that? How you would, a little there. the possibilities. So the here is bread, you know, has a bread. So, and this is the attachment, you know, the bread. So that's impossible. Then cotton stop, not your finger, then cotton stop. It's bad. This is the house. So the then this hand sets it down, the two legs like this. So and then remember Buddha. Buddha passing was said that Buddha doesn't have suffering, just repose on, but Buddha showing to us to practice Dharma. And show the Buddha's teaching so precious. Buddha passed through, so Buddha's teaching is so precious. So then that's where Buddha passed, showed us very possible. Even after sees the delusion come out, so has, there's no death. So, of course, it's possible Buddha has death. So, so that, then in this position, that position, when you die, when you stay in that position, that can help the mind to bring virtue and then do not get reborn lower realms. And also remember Buddha will help to not be reborn lower realms like that. And so to in order to realize that that's then every night when we now even now when you go to bed we try to sleep in this way, so it stops some nightmares and spirit harms. If we can sleep this way, remember Buddha, you know, so there's a lot of benefit, you know, like that. So anyway. Then the mind, of course, the forcefully, then the Sangha, forcefully achieving enlightenment, is a power, remembering Guru. Remembering the Guru, aren't they? That's one of the best, the best things, remembering Guru, aren't they? Yeah, that your head in front of Guru, so, like that, you can think, or you can think in the aspect of the deity, you know, can think like that, with the devotion and total reliance, you know. Guru. So that's, as you said, possibly, possibly it's even not from as I mentioned, Lama Chöpa, Guru, Tendo Tendo, and then Paul and the Dong and the Chöpa Dang, Tabe Shindu Chöpa Chinra. 真的参加了没跑完呢？They forcefully, 真的 forcefully, achieving enlightenment. 参加了没跑完呢？ So that what is that? Is the 真的参加了没跑完呢？ 当然的。 So the remember guru, remember Guru, the power, you know, the remember Guru. By applying the five power, without advice, Tabashindu, may be born pure land. So that if you don't get to catch Israelite power in this life, then if death comes, then this is what you do, or you practice. What is I suppose mentioned this at the beginning, but I forgot. So you do Tonglen, excellent Buddhist practice, taking all sins of suffering cause on the searching thought and destroy the element of that. And then you can, the subject or element. Then, true legs and I, and true legs and I can gone. You know, you like, it's a bomb on that, gone. So, venture on that. So, there is the ignorance element. So, then venture that. Emptiness, liberty. Then, if possible, then, with that mindfulness, your past, present, future merits, and, result of temporary happiness, not all the temporary, then ultimate happiness, liberation from something, then full enlightenment, everything you give to other sentient beings. Numberless happening, numberless human beings, numberless, all the sentient then they all go enlightened. And then your body, you know, your body, with the my rule is to visualize what you can do. Numberless what you can do. Then you give numberless happiness, happiness, whatever. Then they all become enlightened. Whatever the happiness they wish achieved, you know, ultimate enlightenment. Then your belonging, all your belongings, you know. Your body's mind and soul, the old belongings, and strong people also have complete change, numbers and things. Then, also, they got everything what they want, they're achieving other. There's also meditation, emptiness there within Tonglen. So, all just meditation, depending on you like. So, before the, as I mentioned before, the during prostration by the San Thalipa Buddha, Dungsha, in the conversion downfall by the San Thalipa Buddha name, then the practice, prostration, full length prostration, if not, then you put palms together, then you recite, you can visualize during full length prostration. It's the same. Benefit is the same. With the actual body during birth, or visualize body during birth, it's the same. Benefit is the same mentioned. So unbelievable. What we have taken initiation of, that everybody can do. Which is the practice, we are staying off, so then there's a sub-initiation, there are many practices, some other practices of pilgrimage, can practice pilgrimage. So the pilgrimage is very, very important. So in the Lama Tsongkhapa of life story, there's no Vajrasattva. I never heard, you know, many have the Vajrasattva. But Dungsha, the compassion temple, is I think many hundred thousand worker. I didn't see the worker but yet, but he did 700,000 or so many 9,000 procession by the Zion Thalipa Buddha's names. So things like that, also Lama Tsongkhapa, every night, before he goes to bed, he does 35 times, Tajra Buddha, 35 times with the procession, and confess, and very comfortable mind, you know, monk, a very comfortable mind, with the people, then go to bed. So this is Lama Tsongkhapa. So I think, so normally, so, so basically, if the thing that others, many, so many others, your friends and relatives, you see, suddenness. That dying of the cancer, so forth, or, you know, some dying, so many left already. And so, so like that can happen to me any time, any day. Can happen. You see, like others happen, the same can happen to me any day. So that's, that I'm going to die. So the, so, after thinking that, can happen this year, this month, this week, even today, as Bodhisattva mentioned, tomorrow and today, which will come first? Which will come first? Without attempting the tomorrow, jumping for tomorrow's the probably happiness for tomorrow or that is thinking to them not just one of our job or thinking to them chimital is more worthwhile chimital to attend for the next life was it. Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in Lamrim that, you know, if you think you're going to die today, so the preparation for death get done, present dharma get done. If you didn't think death, then preparation doesn't get done. Present dharma doesn't happen. So get delayed. You know, then all the negative karma solve that. So, by thinking death, the preparation, the project, the happens, the perfect dharma happens. So, in case even you didn't die today, and then you have more opportunity to get good karma. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned. So, sometimes you say, Chema, you mora kama cha, saka sera ma, chema dharma beverages. That, and also, I mentioned by Siddhadeva, I won't die today. It is not remind. It is not suitable. Think I'm not going today, not going to die today, then stand comfortably, you know, the other word, remind, not worthwhile, comfortably say, not worthwhile, the other word, remind, then the degree, Majawa, never chew a new tongue. without purifying, chewing never new tongue, and that will definitely happen. So the time without purifying during the practice, then that happened already, that happened before. So this definitely would happen to me. Without purifying the eye, without purifying the obscuration, then jiva definitely would happen that. That happened before the purifying. So this can happen. Also this, and then also, while I have the control, one freedom, while I have the freedom, one rather even negative, while I have the freedom, then there is as a machine, as a materialist happiness beyond from this life up to enlightenment. Then there is as a machine, one rather even negative, then there is as a machine. Then when the breath coming and going, stops, then that time then will difficult the mind to be happy that time. When the breath coming and going stops, then that time then will be difficult for the mind to be happy at that time. So there's there says while one's freedom freedom. But I switch with a choice of a breath after, then while I have this breath breathing in and out, if I don't establish preparation for happiness beyond this life of enlightenment, then when the breath coming and going and stops, then it will be difficult to ask about my mind should be happy. Okay, I'm sure of course it doesn't mean I'm free from death, it's not saying that, but this is the practice, to attempt. So it's good have plan, if you're alive, what are you going to do? And then need the practice to change mind now, otherwise this one my practice that's handed. That can be gone. So also there's a mantra, so to not have an awful death, to not have to not have problems at that time. So heavy sicknesses and things at the death time. So to have happy death. To be able to practice. That's true mantras. The Bodhisattva driven himself eliminating obscurations. I said this, you can write down. There are two mantras, but of course, the other one. During the sur practice, the tamba burning and given the spirit in the smell eaters. So at the end, I recite this mantra. So one mantra is Om Shita Vari Bazalani Soha.
Om Sheta Wari Bazalani Swaha.
So, Jibanam Singh, Buddhisabha, eliminating the obscuration. Om Sheta Wari Bazalani Swaha. Om Sheta Wari Bazalani. Bazalani Swaha. Om Sheta Wari Bazalani Swaha. Om Sheta Wari Bazalani Swaha. So it takes some time. So this is my since I give it to the whoever listens to this, the students and all the who listen to this, to pay attention to this as well, prepare your debt, So that's very, very good. Very good. It's better. Olympic. Yeah, Olympic is nothing. Olympic or anything was nothing. Even you have $1 billion, $2 billion from that, rest is nothing. So, this is very good, to make preparation. Wow, you can die. So, what do you say? In particular, my gift to the student ABC and really studying hard philosophy and all that. And the taking teaching from Ji Chunyi, the perfect, pure monk and then the abbot of Kapon Mamsi, very good. And who understand who philosophy, the Buddhist extent philosophy. Was spend my life to study, practice, and then very good. And then namaste, namaste. Thank you very much. And then, especially, prayed and very important member of the center, really benefiting. Always life dedicated to benefiting to me. Very good. Thank you very, very much. Thank you so much. Ha ha.